speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
What did Paul mean when he told those at Corinth, "I fed you with milk and not with solid food," or meat? I believe the King James translation presents that rather than solid food. To begin with, I want us to just touch on the fact that we're dealing with spiritual matters and not literal or physical food. I would assume that most, if not all of us, understand that, but Paul is saying in regard to feeding them, he's speaking with reference to his teaching or his proclamation of God's Word. What do we learn in regard to the language? To begin with, the Greek language for milk is translated from gala, and it means basic or elementary teachings. In this, when we think in regard to the basic or elementary teachings, we're looking at the first principles or foundational issues in regard to our God and also about what it means to be a Christian. So therefore, we're looking at the basic principles in regard to the existence of God and also the superiority in regard to God. But then in like figure, God's plan of redemption. When we think in regard to teaching with meat, it is from the Greek term brahma, literally means to be complete, or deeper doctrinal issues or doctrinal matters. As we look in regard to this, we're dealing with things that are meatier or solid food would be linguistic or language. It would be our digging into the Hebrew language to understand what the language is, or into the Greek to understand more at a deeper level as to what it is that God is saying. But also, we might, as we think about feeding with meat, speak in reference to divine roles, not only helping them to understand the eternal existence of God, His power, but identifying the role that each person or figure in the Godhead has played and will continue to play. As we think about meatier matters, we would deal into an understanding of hermeneutics, the scientific, the proper biblical approach to interpreting and understanding Scripture. Meatier matters might also deal with the canonization of Scripture. A lot of people don't understand how that we have come to have the Bible as we do, and therefore, as we would discuss the canonization of Scripture, it would help us to understand those matters more fully. So this is kind of what Paul has in mind as he would speak about not feeding them with the meat, but rather giving them solitude. Why did Paul not teach them deeper matters? I think you've got to go all the way back to chapter 1 and then read through chapter 16 to maybe fuller understand this. There were all kinds of problems at Corinth. They were struggling with their lives. They were struggling not only with their personal lives, they were struggling with matters of worship. They were struggling with spiritual matters from a very broad nature. And Paul deals with those matters time and time again throughout this first epistle to the saints at Corinth. Why were they struggling to this end? Their hearts and their lives were not focused fully upon God, but rather we see is that their lives were focused around carnal matters. And the word carnal in the context of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 1 would mean around worldly things. Some things never change. We still have a lot of people like that today. In this, because they were focusing on the world, Paul was not able to teach them with solid food. Why? Because they were not able to receive it. Maybe they would have shunned off the things that he was teaching, or likely they would not have been able to wrap their mind around these meatier matters because they were still struggling with the first principles, the elementary things about really what it means to become a Christian. There's a great lesson here for you and me as Christians today. God expects you and me as His children to become spiritually mature. When it comes to the milk, it is there for the new converts, for those who are new to Christ, and they are to desire the Word. As a babe desires the sincere milk of the mother, they ought to desire the sincere milk of the Word of God. Solid food belongs to those who are full age. Food for thought. I want to challenge each and every one of us to think on a daily basis, how well am I doing in regard to my understanding of Scripture? Am I studying the Bible each and every day? And as I am studying the Bible, am I really and truly looking for the depth as to what God says and then making those applications to my everyday life?